Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 22 degrees, Pretoria 25 and Emalahleni a high of 23. And we start on the N3. All the lanes of the highway have now been reopened following this morning's two crashes near the town of Van Rhienen. However, motorists and holidaymakers have been warned that there is still a backlog and congestion in the area. Law enforcement will be intensified across all Gauteng municipalities to ensure that spas or shops adhere to municipal bylaws and strict regulations. The MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebohang Mahile, has addressed the media after Monday's deadline for spas or shops to register across the country. In Gauteng,
currently, 541 spas or shops have been closed for non-compliance. There are currently 437 environmental health practitioners operating in the province, whose role is to ensure that the health and related inspections are conducted speedily. In addition to this, municipalities will be continuing with inspections and the monitoring of compliance throughout the festive season and beyond.
City Power has discovered 5 stolen transformers at a private property in Selby. The Johannesburg Power entity's Isaac Magena says this led to a case of possession of stolen property being opened against one of City Power's contractors.
The suspect had failed to inform City Power security and even the risk control and also the required details for the transportation and also for the storage of such equipment.
South Africa is experiencing an increase in rubella. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases says it is currently facing a significant surge in fever rash samples for testing, with most of the cases affecting children under the age of 15. The majority of patients are in the 5 to 9 year age group. In America, an elderly patient in Louisiana is in critical condition with severe avian flu, the first serious human case in the U.S. This is firing fears of a possible bird flu pandemic. California has now declared an emergency in order to ramp up its response, while the total number of infections in America so far this year stands at 61. New Zealand tipped into recession in the third quarter of the year. The data was released this morning, showing that the New Zealand economy suffered an unexpectedly sharp slump that sent the country's currency tumbling. It marked the second quarterly contraction of New Zealand's economy in a row. And in Spain, Google Maps has guided Spanish investigators to resolve a year-long murder mystery by capturing the moment a person stowed a suspected corpse into a car. Police in northern Spain started the investigation in November last year when someone reported the disappearance of a male relative. While raiding the homes of possible suspects, police were then sent a screenshot of Google Maps Street View showing a person dumping something covered in a white shroud into the boot of a car. It led to the recovery of the body of the missing man. I'm Gerda de Suzanne Wifnis. Al die bane van die N3 is nou weer oop naby Van Rhienen, waar daar vroeg vanoggend 2 verskillende ongelukstonele was.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Opened up my journal to a page. Everything that hurts me still the same. It's like there's nothing new for me to say. Why, why, why? Why, why, why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went off and chose myself instead. Why, why, why? Is my mind. I don't know why. I don't know.